the author switch.
Hi, and welcome to the author switch. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, my guest is Kamen Kelly. From humble beginnings as a teenage volunteer at a radio station to one of the most recognized voices in the nation, Kelly now has over 20 years of experience as a voice artist and radio host, including a national show on SiriusXM's Heart and Soul. Kelly has just released a new book. It's his first book, and it's called From $6 an Hour to a $1 Million Dream. His book helps guide readers on how to set their own goals, take positive action, and begin building a network of support to last a lifetime. Throughout his narrative, Kelly tackles the important task of explaining how to deal with the haters and naysayers, all while staying true to one's unique gifts and purpose. And most importantly, Kelly helps readers define and understand the true meaning of success, which includes learning from and leveraging life's inevitable failures. Welcome to the podcast, Kamen.
Thank you.
So you've come out with this new book.
Yeah, From $6 an Hour to a $1 Million Dream.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's a great title. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with this title and how it ties into the book?
Well, you know what's funny, Karma? I was sitting there after I had completed the book, and I was sitting there like, what should this title be? What should this title be? And I went to bed, and it came to me while I was in the bed sleeping. And $6 an Hour to a $1 Million Dream is really a real working title, because that's something that actually happened to me, and that's how my life ended up spelling out. So my first job in radio actually paid me $6 an hour. And this was in major market radio. So, you know, to take that thing, it was a frustrating period because it was such a struggle, but I knew I had to start somewhere.
Right. You know?
So that's why I accepted it, because I didn't have a leg to stand on. So I couldn't go in there like, give me $100,000. And I didn't have anything that I could prove myself with. So I had to have a starting point.
So this was fresh out of college and you're in your 20s.
Yes.
Oh, how do you survive on $6 an hour?
That's what I'm saying. You know, you had to make it work the best way you could. You know, so really I started doing radio when I was in 10th grade by accident. It was by chance, you know, because a friend of mine and I had a record recording group that we was recording music. And he had called the radio station one day and he called me at home. He said, man, I'm about to be on the radio. Turn it on. So I turned it on and I hear him on the radio. And the guy who was on the air invited us to the radio station. So that's where I fell in love with radio from there. So I was 15 years old at the time. And that's all I wanted to do after that. So, you know, like the whole struggle, I kept contacts while I was in college. And it was just so ironic that one day I talked to the receptionist who I was good friends with. And she said, we're going to a job fair tomorrow, because I was looking for a job. And she said, you can ride with us. Just get here early. And I got there super duper uber early so I could make sure I didn't miss them. But it was so crazy because they were gone when I got there.
Ooh.
Now, mind you, I was early, so I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting. And then I hear the guy that I know that's on the radio. And I said, man, I'm going to just go and talk to him for a little while. So I picked up security phone. He said, come on up. And I have a conversation with him and telling him that I'm trying to find a job. He said, well, you know, I don't really have a job to give you, but you can certainly help me out on my show. I could use the help. So that's how I got my foot back in the door. And people saw my work ethic. And that's when they saw, who is that guy right there? And then my first job, now I'll tell you a little bit, you know, I grew up shy, but then I started to realize things about myself. And I said, you know what? I gotta change this. I gotta overcome this shyness. So we went out one day to do a street hit. So, you know, we were passing out promotional items and they was just testing me and this other guy. And I could tell, I could look at him and tell his timidity because I grew up that way. So I beat him out for the job. So then they said, we want to offer you the job. And I said, cool. They said, come in and sign the papers. So this guy writes this figure down on the side of this paper. And I look at it and I said, what's that for? He said, what's the year? Karma, it was $6,000 and some odd. But get this. This is how it equated. $6 an hour for 4 hours per day. But it was a promotions job, so I worked all day long. Then from there, I got on the air. I learned how to run the board. Then I got on the air. Same $6 an hour. There was no rise in the money. So, you know, one of the things that I learned, and I'm sorry to take over the conversation, but
no worries.
I know we just got into the title, but I'm just you know, this is a important story of what led me to write the book in the first place. So this $6 an hour, you know, and I'm sitting there like, wow, man, how am I going to turn this into something? And that whole year's period of me doing promotions and then learning how to run the board and then getting on the air was in a 1 year's period after I got out of college. Same money though. So here's where I learned from. One day I'm doing a review with my boss and he said, man, you're a great guy. Everybody loves you. He said, but your follow-up is weak. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, you've been doing this on-air shift for a matter of months now, and never once have you come to me and pitched to me that you wanted this gig full-time. And I said, well, I thought that if I did a good job, you would come and tell me, and then you would offer me the position. He said, no, it doesn't
work.
That's
not how it works.
It doesn't work like that. He said, if you don't speak up for yourself, we roll right over you. So, you know, like that's a lesson that stuck with me from that point on. And that's when I said, you know, I got to take control of this. And that's when I started really kind of making decisions for myself and started watching things to grow, you know. So that's where the $6 part comes from to a $1 million dream is where I started. That two part is like myself working up to the point where I am now.
Right. Well, you know, that lesson is a really good lesson to learn early. Mm-hmm. Because it applies pretty much in every area of life. I mean, not that people roll over you because they're mean, but
yes.
You have to say, hello, I'm here, yes. Or they just won't notice you.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, another thing to that point, Karma, is that mediocrity doesn't have a place. And, you know, I was going and I was talking about this book and I said, it's not enough to be mediocre in life. We have to go above and beyond to be able to be seen. And this young lady shared with me that I was talking to the other day because I was just going through different chapters. And she said, oh, my God, I was so blessed by what you said. And she said, and I have to tell you, this past Tuesday, a job just dropped in my lap. I was so blessed by that. And I said, well, no, it didn't necessarily drop in your lap. I said, it speaks to your character, because she said these are people who recommended her that she used to work with years ago. And I said, that speaks volumes to the character and the person that you are. Because you rose above mediocrity. They saw something that they recognized and they was willing to stick their head out and risk, you know, recommending you to get that job. And here you are years later, but they remember something good about you.
Right. So now getting back to the book, what made you decide to write the book? And what was your journey from, I think I'd like to write a book, to actually writing it and then getting it published? The interview will continue after this short message. Attention authors, writers, bloggers, and content creators. Do you want to reach the right people with your content? Then you need to create an ideal reader avatar. This is a crucial step in the content creation process that many creators overlook. The thing is, if you don't know who will be consuming or reading your content, how can you make sure that what you create will achieve its goals? If you've struggled with understanding your readers, you'll love Creating Your Reader Avatar, a 12-minute video workshop with companion worksheets. During this short workshop, you'll learn what a reader avatar is, why creating one is important, and how to create a reader avatar for your writing. To gain access to your copy, go to karmarecommends.com/readeravatar right now. That's karma with a C, recommends.com/readeravatar. Now back to the podcast. So now getting back to the book, what made you decide to write the book? And what was your journey from, I think I'd like to write a book, to actually writing it and then getting it published?
So some people came to me and they said, you should write a book. I said, man, I ain't writing no book. I said, nobody's interested in my story, man. And they said, no, I really think that you should write a book. And I said, I don't know about that. Because, you know, most of the stories that people are attracted to, for some reason, it's always like a underdog story of somebody that has abused drugs, somebody who has, you know, drank and they grew up a hard life. I didn't have any of that. So I said, what's going to make my story interesting? And then when I started to think about it, I would speak to some young people and I noticed how they would gravitate towards me after I shared my story, which is still a struggle, making $6 an hour as a grown man, a college grad on top of that. You know, so I would share that story because it was embarrassing at first. You know, but then I said, well, this is a part of my testimony. And plus, I'm not there anymore. So then as I really started to think about it, I said, maybe I should write a book. Then the other part of me that made me confused about writing a book is that I'm jumble brain. So I got all these thoughts and like, how in the world am I going to organize all of this, you know, so people get what I'm talking about. So I called a publisher and I talked to him one day after I decided that I think I might want to do this. I'll just see. So I talked to this guy and he said, well, why would you want to write a book? And I said, well, I'm an entrepreneur. And I said, you know, the first thing that I think about is how people are perceived when they write a book in the first place. It automatically, it's like you automatically become an expert in what you do. Like people look at you, man, you smart. You wrote a book. So I said, I could use this as a marketing tool to be able to get some more business because I'm a voiceover artist too. So people will start paying me attention. And I said, then I want to inspire some people. He said, well, what you have there is two different books. I'm like, what?
Not really?
So what he was explaining to me is that, you know, they would be structured different, you know, because I would tell stories from a different perspective, you know, to garner business opposed to trying to inspire somebody. So when I hung up the phone with him, I'm confused. I'm like, I don't know what to do now. So here's where it kicked in at. I had spoken to this class in college, like 5 years prior to this conversation. And this guy had reached out to me a day before I talked to this book guy. He said, Mr. Kelly, I remember some of the things that you told me before I graduated. And I came over and talked to you. And some of those things just still ring within my spirit. And I said, wow, 5 years later. So he said he moved to South Korea to teach English, but that's not really what he wanted to do. He said, I really want to pursue my dream. If you had some time, can you please talk to me? And I said, sure. I'd say, call me the next day. So I gave him this time window to call me in, which ironically happened right after I got off of this book call. So he and I talked for almost an hour. And he said, Mr. Kelly, I appreciate your time. You inspired me. I'm so motivated now. I'm about to go start on my dream right now. And I said, wow, man. So when I hung up the phone, that's when it clicked. I said, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to write this book to inspire some people, and not just young people, but old people that feel like they're in a dead end situation. Because so much of us, we have passions, but we never try. And then that passion and desire goes right in the grave with us. And all of that full potential that's laying in the graveyard, one of the richest places on earth. So that's what made me decide to go that direction with the book. And then when I started doing the outline and putting it together, and then I would look at it. And if it wasn't for my wife, I'd probably still be writing the book right now. She'd be like, okay, that's enough. It's done. How many more times are you going to read it? So it was always something that I had to add to it. So I start, you know, I've been on the radio for years now. And I started thinking about all the conversations that I've had throughout the years with some of the different celebrities. And everybody has a similar story. So, you know, I would look at each chapter and say, oh, that story that I talked to this guy right here will fit right here. So it gave a different illustration. And it's not just my story, but it shows how other people go through similar things. You know, we can use those things and apply them to our lives. So that's what gave me the courage to actually go in and actually do it. And I'm telling you, karma, it feels so good after you do it. And I just became a bestseller within 3 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm like, wow, this feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So you've written the book. The book's published. You're marketing it. What are your plans for the book? Are you planning on just going with the inspiration angle, or are you actually going to try and leverage it to help you do more of what you want to do?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, you know, because my return on my investment, of course, is to bless somebody's life. That's a big return on my investment. But, you know, just looking at the marketing value of actually writing a book is incredible, you know, because it puts me in front of people like you that I can talk to that I would probably never run into in life. You know, just having these opportunities to be able to talk to people is a blessing within itself, and being able to share my story. And then, you know, like early on, because I'm on the radio, somebody else that had a show put me on their show, and I was able to see the direct impact and, you know, like the direct feedback that I got on social media with how people was telling me, man, I didn't know you did all that.
Yeah.
You're like, and how it inspires. So, you know, being on the radio is different than actually doing an interview and being able to really let out and talk. You know, I got a matter of seconds in between songs that I talk. So this guy had a whole interview. We had about 10 minutes that we could actually share. And, you know, and I talked about the things that I've done in my life, and people were inspired by it. So I'm like, wow, this is crazy. This is crazy. So, you know, like it's a blessing to me as well as to other people as well. So, you know, I'm going to use it to inspire. And plus, I've got so much attention and so much press from it that it's just like, wow, I really did this. And Karma, when it first went live for sale, I sat there and cried. I couldn't believe, you know, because there's plenty of things that I've started throughout life that I didn't finish. So it was a big deal for me to finish this, and it made my kids proud. My wife was proud. So, you know, it's all about legacy with me now.
Absolutely.
And yes. Leaving something behind for them to cherish. Dang, my dad did this. Yeah. I'm going to try to do it too, you know, because I think we really all have an obligation to each other. We can't go through life alone. We have to be a blessing to each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And you touched on something there. A lot of people forget about the legacy aspect of a book. And the book can be like a how-to book, but it still leaves a legacy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So are there any particular marketing techniques that you've been using that you have been particularly effective?
Well, I have somebody helping me with the marketing part.
Well, that's good.
And that's one of the things that we have to rely on people to help us that we don't necessarily know what we're doing. I could probably figure it out. But like I said earlier in our conversation, I'm scatterbrained. I'm all over the place. And I know I couldn't pull it off and organize it like it needs to be done. So, part of it, you know, because I know people, I've been able to reach out to them and they help me and they promote the book. I've gotten, you know, some celebrities to read it ahead of it coming out and letting them endorse it.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Well, Wayne Brady is one of my favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love him. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a talented guy.
Oh my gosh, he totally is.
So talented. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the things that I've been able to achieve, like I'm the voice of ESPN. I just got Monday Night Football, so I do all the intros for that. And hearing myself is like, wait a minute, that's me.
So do a little intro.
Let me see. I'll do the first one because I can remember a little bit of it. Monday Night Football, starring Big Ben. That's all I remember. I got to look at the screen.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for the conversation and allowing me on your platform. I will mention this. The book is for sale on Amazon.com from $6 an hour to $1 million dream. And I can also be followed on social media, Facebook, Kami Kelly, Instagram at Kami Kelly, and Twitter at Kami Kelly Show.
Perfect. And I will put those in the show notes so people can more easily follow you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karma. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too.
The Author Switch at authorswitch.com.